In this bulletin, Australian Police and Defence Force personnel to search for 12 boys and their soccer coach missing in a flooded cave system in Thailand. A siege ends on the Sunshine Coast. And in sport, Adelaide to keep their AFL Finals hopes alive. With the latest SBS News, I'm Nicole Kirby. Australian Federal Police and Defence Force personnel are being deployed to Thailand to assist in the search for 12 boys and their soccer coach, missing in a flooded cave system for over a week. Six AFP Specialist Response Group members who have search and rescue and cave diving skills are on their way to Chiang Rai. Australia's Foreign Affairs, Defence and Home Affairs Ministers said in a joint statement that Australia was working closely with the Thai government and the Royal Thai Army, who are leading the search operation. A siege on the Sunshine Coast involving a man wanted for questioning following the discovery of a teenage girl's body in a barrel has ended with his surrender. The 34-year-old has been wanted since Wednesday over the disappearance of a 16-year-old Brisbane girl. Addressing reporters, this Queensland police spokesman commended officers for resolving the siege.
The police have done a fantastic job over the last 28 hours here at Alexandra Headland. Just like to thank the people in the vicinity of Alexandra Headlands for their patience and understanding of what we've been through. It's been a painstaking job to get through, but it's been done, and the male person's now in custody.
Counter-terror police have charged a man with terror-related offences after an early morning raid in Brisbane. Police allege the 20-year-old man had made preparations to travel to Syria to engage in hostile activities. The man has been remanded in custody and will appear in court on Monday, charged with 14 offences. In the US, thousands have gathered in front of the White House to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies, which have separated children from parents at the Mexico-US border. Demonstrations in Washington and at more than 600 places across the US saw Americans urging the administration to be more welcoming of foreigners and to reunite families. President Trump has claimed illegal immigration fosters crime, and he implemented a zero-tolerance policy in May to prosecute all immigrants apprehended for entering illegally, which led to the separation of more than 2,000 children from their parents. In Washington, protester Emil Lukakich said the changes are affecting families just like her.
I brought two children, but in one second I thought that they will take my children. I will never come. And that's really, my heart is broken with this.
Sunday and public holiday penalty rates for workers in the fast food, retail, hospitality and pharmacy sectors will drop by 10 to 15%. The changes, which take effect today, are the second round of penalty cuts under the Turnbull government. Pharmacy staff will be amongst the worst affected, losing more than $3,000 a year. Labor's employment spokesman, Brendan O'Connor, says the loss of penalty rates will hurt workers, with cost of living pressures rising. US President Donald Trump is claiming that Saudi Arabia's King Salman has agreed to his request to increase oil production up to 2 million barrels to offset a decline in supplies from Iran and Venezuela. Mr. Trump tweeted that he asked King Salman to increase oil production in the face of high prices. Saudi authorities have confirmed the phone call but say that no specific promises were made on the issue. The World Cup is in knockout mode, with half of the 32 national teams already culled. Over the next 4 days, 8 games will decide the quarterfinalists. One half of the bracket features big names in two high-powered matches right out of the gate, while two of the tournament favourites are slated to clash in the final eight. A loaded France face Lionel Messi and Argentina in Kazan to kick off the knockout stage. Les Blues ease their way out of the group stage with little fuss, although they are yet to hit anywhere near top form, with a number of key players, including striker Antoine Griezmann, below their best. And Adelaide have kept their AFL final hopes alive after captain Taylor Walker inspired his side to a 10-point come-from-behind triumph over West Coast. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Adelaide, mostly sunny 15, Melbourne, partly cloudy 14, Hobart, mostly sunny 13, Canberra, morning fog and frost with a top of 12, Wollongong, mostly sunny 16, Sydney, much the same 17, Newcastle, partly cloudy 17, Brisbane, shower or two and 23, Cairns, showers, patchy rain 26, and Darwin, mostly sunny 33. I'm Nicole Kirby. This is SBS News.